Hello, I'm Steve Ashley, and welcome indeed to another half-hour edition of Hot Pipes. My wife and I had lunch with some friends recently in our local coastal town of Mahaka, and it was fairly buzzing with tourists, which I'm sure delighted the local business owners. So that got me thinking about holidays. The Policeman's Holiday, composed in 1911 and played there by Reginald Fort on his travelling Moller, which he drove around the UK in several Pantechnicons, as they were called then. Today, they would just be called moving vans. The 1959 film A Summer Place starred Richard Egan and Dorothy McGuire and was the story of two romances that went horribly wrong. On the good side, it featured theme music by Max Steiner, the composer some 20 years previously of Gone with the Wind. This is John Mann with his arrangement of that famous theme on the Wurlitzer in the Bertie Fenn collection, Pinchbeck, Lincolnshire. Thank you. from A Summer Place to Albert Cattelby's Cockney Suite, which consisted of five movements. Here's Dutch organist Piet van Egmond and the Reginald Fort Moller when it was the BBC theatre organ in the Jubilee Chapel in East London with the fifth movement, Bank Holiday. Evoking the lively atmosphere in East London during Bank Holiday, Piet van Egmond with the BBC Moller in 1961. Otto Harbach and Rudolf Fremmel composed this next item, Aller's Holiday, in 1915 for a stage show, Katinka, which ran for over 200 performances on Broadway and subsequently went on the road in the US and to Australia and New Zealand. Aller's Holiday appears to be the only song which survived, and it still gets an occasional airing by jazz bands. This is Leonard Lee and the Wurlitzer that in 1958 was in the KSTP studio in Minneapolis. Thank you. A Dreamer's Holiday, the late Warren York and the Wurlitzer, in the 1,450-seat Virginia Theatre, Champaign, Illinois, which I'm delighted to say is still entertaining patrons as a performing arts venue. The theatre opened in 1921, and Warren was responsible for the start of the restoration of its original installation Wurlitzer back in 1988. Ralph Wolff was primarily a pianist and accompanied many of America's top singers in the 1940s and 50s, such names as Mel Torme, Margaret Whiting, and the Hilos, to name but three. Later, he became product specialist for the Thomas Organ Company and made an occasional LP on theatre pipes. This is a piece that Ralph wrote, simply called Holiday, and that he recorded on the Wurlitzer of Old Town Music Hall in El Segundo, California. Holiday, a charming descriptive composition by Ralph Wolff, which he recorded for the concert label, date unknown. In 1961, Columbia Records released an album, Dream a While, featuring the cornet of Bobby Hackett with John Seng at the Wurlitzer in the Richard Lodehoe studio in Long Island, New York. Additional tracks had been taped, which didn't appear until a Sony Special Products CD was released in 1995, but unfortunately for John Seng, his name wasn't even mentioned on the CD. Here's the final track, Indian Summer.
Thank you.
Indian Summer, composed by Victor Herbert in 1919 and given a new lease of life in 1939 with the addition of lyrics by Al Dubin. The last of this week's holiday theme on Hot Pipes is Gotta Travel On, written by songwriter Paul Clayton around 1959 in country western style and first recorded by Billy Grammer, but also featured on a Peggy Lee LP in 1966. Australian organist Ian Davies takes us to the Capitol Theatre, Sydney, and its Wurlitzer on this spirited arrangement. Gotta Travel On, Ian Davies and the Capitol Sydney Wurlitzer. And travel on I must also, but before I go, a quick reminder of my website, www.hotpipes.eu, which contains some 200 one-hour editions and even more half-hour shows for your on-demand listening pleasure. Until next time then, this is goodbye from Steve Ashley and Hot Pipes, and thank you for listening.